May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Welcome to Sunday morning service from Cramin Kirk. This is Sunday, the 13th of September in the year 2020. Our psalm for today comes from Psalm 114. And the basic theme of today is following through the Exodus story from last week. We had the Passover last week, and it's crossing the Red Sea this week. This is the psalm. When the people of Israel left Egypt, when Jacob's descendants left that foreign land, Judah became the Lord's holy people. Israel became his own possession. The Red Sea looked and ran away. The Jordan River stopped flowing. The mountains skipped like goats and hills jumped around like lambs. What happened, sea, to make you run away? And you, O Jordan, why did you stop flowing? You mountains, why did you skip like goats? You hills, why did you jump like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the Lord's coming, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who changes rocks into pools of water and solid cliffs into flowing springs. Thanks be to God. Amen. We approach God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we delight to sing your praise, to offer our prayers, to listen for your word, for you are our Creator. Help us to approach you with confidence, asking that in this moment of prayer, you may reveal to each of us the thoughts, words, and actions of the past week which have been unloving, unkind, or unworthy of you. Give people grace to forgive our flaws. Give us the will to let go of any bitterness we carry. Then restore to us the joy of your forgiveness and point us to the grace which is greater than our guilt. May the hand of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the shield of God defend us. May the host of God guard us against the temptations of the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A reading this morning is from the book of Exodus. It is Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. Then the song of Miriam at verse 20. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand. And all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dancing. And Miriam sang to them, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. Thanks to God for this reading from his word. To his name be the honour and the praise. Amen. Today in Cramond, we're getting ready to celebrate Dr. Barr's ministry among us. But some are at least slightly cautious about anticipating a crossing of uncharted water until a new minister is called. I wonder what song might help you in these circumstances. O God, our help in ages past, will your anchor hold in the storms of life? I'm going to suggest an older song, the first song found in Scripture. What will it teach us? The first song in Scripture is actually the Alpha and Omega of biblical songs. The Song of Moses appears at Exodus chapter 15, and it is unusual. It is also the final song found in the Bible, found, of course, in the final book, Revelation, at chapter 15. the editors of the New Testament must have really valued this particular set of verses to include it again in the last book in the Bible. To be precise, this is not one song but two, which are attributed to a male and a female. They are Moses and Miriam. There seemed to be no problem with women singing and worshipping when this was written. It says, the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took her tambourine and all the women followed her, playing tambourines and dancing. Miriam sang for them. So in one early Old Testament verse, which describes a song, we uncover many things of interest. We find a group of women singing in worship. We find women dancing as they sang. We find a woman being designated a prophet, a very high designation. Then we have women playing musical instruments. In addition, the content of the song gives us an angle on the most important story in the whole of the Old Testament, the Exodus. Russell preached on Passover last Sunday, and in a sense we're following on today. For Miriam's short song describes the successful escape from slavery and is specifically concerned with crossing the Red Sea. Sing to the Lord, because he has won a glorious victory, and he has thrown the horses and their riders into the sea. Songs can help listeners access past events. The best songs give us access to the core aspects of our own identity. The Israelites became a liberated people, and this song reminded them of their journey to freedom. Let's look at Moses' version, which in scripture precedes Miriam. It begins with exactly the same words. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, because he has won a glorious victory. He has thrown the horses and their riders into the sea. The song is rich and gives us new insights into the marvellous Exodus story. In it, God is referred to as a warrior and as a defender. God is responsible for creating the wind which allows the Israelites safe passage. And God also is the attacker who confronts the Egyptians. I quote, He threw Egypt's army and its chariots into the sea. The best of its officers were drowned in the Red Sea. So we have a song which is a song of celebration, a song which values women, a song which acknowledges God in action, a song which has stood the test of time. That is surely good as we reflect on the uncharted waters awaiting us in Cramond Kirk. Most biblical songs aren't simple. They can, like this one, be full of revelations. They can be complex. They are also important. Regularly, they contain more power than straightforward prose. You may wish to consider today which is your favourite hymn or song or psalm. Why is it so important to you at this stage in your life? I'm also asking you to think twice about Miriam's song and all the things we learned about this prophetic woman and the celebration she gave to the Israelites as they were granted passage from slavery to freedom with God's help. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray together. We praise you and thank you, giver of grace, for the doubts that bless us, for the questions that unsettle us, for the mysteries that baffle us, and for those music wonder moments which leave us gaping with awe. We praise and thank you, giver of grace, for the music that relaxes us, for the melodies that inspire us, for the voices that delight us, and for those musical wonder moments which leave us gasping with awe. We pray, loving God, for the liberation of all who are in bondage, be it physical, mental, or spiritual. We pray for any of your children who feel trapped in unemployment, degrading work practices, in unfortunate relationships. Lord, free them. Free them today. O Lord, you have taught us that we are most fully free when we seek your will. Help us to gain and enjoy this liberty by embracing your love, so that trusting in you, we may walk those paths which are rich, abundant, and joyfully eternal. We pray through Jesus, our liberator, saying his words as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. The blessing today comes from Psalm 100. Praise God under open skies this day. Let every living, breathing creature praise God. And may the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen.